Phyllis Cottle just arrived at the local hospital, Coosa Valley Medical Center. But she's not sick. Her reason for coming?
Lunch. We eat here every day.
The hospital's cafe regularly draws a big crowd, according to Vanessa Green. She's the chief development officer at Coosa Valley. Green says the hospital also operates a catering service. May sound a little odd, but she says it's good for community engagement, and it's successful.
We do whatever we need to do around here to make it work and make it happen.
Many rural hospitals have had to get creative these days. In the past decade, more than 100 rural hospitals have closed nationwide, largely due to financial problems. This is where Marche Jones got into a fight with Ebony Jimison. It's a case that's garnered national and even international attention. Jack's restaurant is in the same shopping plaza where the fight happened. Local residents are gathered for breakfast. Some of them, like Fred Gibson, say they don't think the indictment against Jones is fair.
I don't think she should have been charged with killing the baby. That don't make sense to me. She didn't want the baby dead.
For others, it's not so clear. Anna Lake has been following the story in the news and says she's not sure about the legal details. But when a woman is pregnant, she says she's responsible for protecting her fetus.
I definitely think the baby was a life that was lost because of the unfortunate circumstances.
Mary Scott, could you respond to what we heard from Monica in terms of the steps that the Department of Corrections has taken? I mean, I'm sure the department hasn't been doing absolutely nothing, right?
Well, since the DOJ report was released, what we've kind of seen is this most recent legislative session, there was an increase to the budget for the DOC, and a lot of that was to pay for an increase in salaries for correctional officers.
Meteorologists and forecasters from across the country are gathered in Huntsville, Alabama, to learn about emergency preparedness and the latest radar models. But attendees say the recent news has stolen some of the spotlight.
It's the big hot potato right now in government.
The big elephant in the room.
Yeah, the big elephant in the room.
That's Larry Rice and Miles Muzio, both meteorologists. For these scientists and others at this year's meeting, it's been frustrating to watch the nation's top officials debate the validity of a weather forecast.
This bay would be crowded with fishermen.
But on this day, the only boat is biologist Jason Hermans. He leans over and throws a rusty basket into the water.
All right, I'm ready when you guys are.
It's a spot survey to see how many live oysters are on the reef. Herman pulls in the basket and counts shells. He doesn't like what he's found.
22 half shells, nothing.
22 empty shells, no live oysters. It's not a surprise. Alabama used to produce 1 million pounds of wild oysters every year.
It's quite a complex story because at first it seems as if, well, if a mother was shot, then surely the shooter should be the one who was charged. Why is that not the case?
Right. So this incident happened in December of 2018. And at the time of the incident, one of the police lieutenants on the case said that all the evidence points to the fact that the victim, which is Jones, the pregnant woman, was the aggressor. And so she allegedly instigated this fight. And at that time, the police lieutenant said, you know, the only victim in this case is the unborn child.
Robot-assisted surgery is minimally invasive, and recovery time is often shorter. Those are a few reasons patients and doctors like it. But the technology is expensive, and studies show it can sometimes lead to worse long-term outcomes than other types of surgery. Still, the device has become common practice in some specialties, which means more surgeons are learning to use it.
It's not necessarily is robot better. Robot is just another tool that they need to master just like any other surgical tool.
That's Dr. Kenneth Kim. He directs the robotic training program at UAB Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. Kim says the first step to learning robotic surgery is understanding how to use the robot. But that's not easy.
It never was an issue because open surgery like scissors, like everyone learns how to use scissors in kindergarten.